This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Hi, I'm here with Danielle McKilley from the Anton Panikkar Institute and Astron, who has recently published a very exciting paper on the repeating fast radio burst. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
First of all, do you want to give a little bit of background about yourself and the work that you do?
Sure. Well, I'm Italian. I finished my university in Rome, and then I moved to the Netherlands 3 years ago. I started working with Jason Hessels, my supervisor, on pulsars and fast radio transients, and recently started working on fast radio bursts. I published this paper.
Yeah, it's a very interesting paper. So to give our listeners a little bit of context, could you give an overview of what fast radio bursts are and then go on to why this fast radio burst that you've been studying is particularly special?
Fast radio bursts are mysterious sources. The first one was discovered 11 years ago, so they're relatively new discoveries. They are radio flashes from faraway galaxies. And for most of them, we only detected one single explosion in radio. These explosions are very powerful, and we don't know what causes this phenomenon. Therefore, in the last decade, we tried to observe many, many of these sources, trying to understand what can cause these extremely bright flashes. For one of the sources, we detected multiple flashes, and this permitted us to study the source with different telescopes and different instruments. We localized precisely the source within a dwarf galaxy located 3 billion light years away. Then we started to study all the properties of these bursts with different telescopes. I used Arecibo, which is currently the second largest parabola in the world, which is located in Puerto Rico, US. We observed the source for the first time at relatively higher frequencies than before. This permitted to study a property known as polarization of the waves. Polarization of the wave, and in particular, the effects that caused by the material between us and the source, allowed us to study the environment of the source, finding an extreme value of magnetic fields, which could be due to the presence of a supermassive black hole near the source, or maybe to some supernova remnant, which is what remains after the explosions of a very big star.
So I've heard the phrase that there are more theories as to what FRBs are and where they have come from. There are more of those theories than there are actually observed fast radio bursts. So this work of yours, is it going to help constrain some of these theories, some of these models, and potentially pin down what these mysterious bursts are?
Yes, exactly. As you said, there's plenty of possible models to explain these sources. With this study, we focus on the environment, and therefore there aren't many places in the universe that show such an extreme environment, and this pinned down the possible models, and not only this, but could create hints for other models that theoreticians are currently working on.
So what implications does this study of yours have in terms of future work concerning fast radio bursts? What's the next step in studying this burst and potentially studying other bursts that will happen at some point?
Well, we are now in an exciting time because new facilities are coming online, new telescopes, and these have new characteristics that will permit to discover tens of bursts each month. This means that we will have many, many more sources to study. At the moment, around 30 are known, and we will know the same number every few days. This For example, one of the discussion that is now going on is if there are different classes of fast radio bars, or all of them are created by the same physical mechanism. In the next few months, studying all these new sources, we will be able to answer this question and probably have more a better idea on where these sources come from.
So this fast radio burst is repeating. Does it repeat on any kind of regular time scale? Is it periodic? If so, what does these time scales tell you about the nature of the burst?
The bursts that we observe from this repeater are usually concentrated in a short amount of time. For example, we can observe 20 bursts in an hour and then nothing for 2 weeks. Efforts are ongoing to try to detect a periodicity in the burst. Why this is important? This is important because if we have a periodic signal from another galaxy, we can use it as a clock where every burst is basically a tick of the clock, and this clock would be placed in an extreme environment in another galaxy, and this will allow us to study the properties of the galaxy and of the environment to an exquisite level. The problem is that we couldn't detect a periodicity yet, but we are still trying to find one, and we'll use new techniques in the next future.
Yeah, brilliant. Another question that I have actually after reading your paper and listening to your talk just now, you said that within 6 months you saw a 10% variability in this rotation measure, the measure that quantifies how much the angle of polarization has rotated. Now, what does this variability mean in terms of the environment that the fast radio burst has come from?
The variability of this quantity basically tells us that the magnetic field causing this effect must be local to the source and present in a compact region. Naively, it's difficult to vary a very large area of the galaxy, while such a large variability tends to imply that actually, yeah, a small region is intervening, causing this rotation measure. And since chance of alignment are very low, we can safely suppose that this area surrounds the source.
Oh, interesting. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm sorry for my bad English.
No, it's much better than my Italian, so no worries there. Okay, thanks again to Daniele. Very interesting there on the repeating fast radio burst.